So just taking some moments to connect in with the body sitting. Really that sense of arriving, settling. Contacting the ground, the sitting bones and the lower legs or the feet. Direct experience of contact. Embodied experience of being right here, right now. Right posture, inviting us to be awake, to be curious, and feel into the spaciousness. For the mudita practice, we can start in the same way as we did with the compassion practice, where with compassion we brought someone to the mind's eye, someone who's going through a bit of a hard time at the moment, having a difficult time. And so with mudita, it's traditional to start with somebody who's going through a good period in their life. So bringing to mind maybe a friend or a relation, a child, could be seeing the tui, enjoying the kōwhai flowers. Just pick somebody or some being who you sense is really happy at this time. Just taking a moment to delight in the fact of that well-being. Just allow that to touch your own heart. And to consider this friend, this being, who's going through a good period, who's happy, who's having some joy. And offer some phrases to this being. And as we offer them, just connecting with the meaning of the words or some words that suit you. May your happiness continue. May your happiness grow. Not only noticing the thought and the words, but feeling it in your body. As you wish for this being, may your happiness continue. May your happiness grow. What does it feel like to wish such goodwill or good fortune for somebody like that? Where do you feel it? Just marinating, just savouring that feeling. Sometimes it can be helpful to actually use the person or the being's name. It can evoke that connection even more. May your happiness continue, Sam, Tui. May your happiness grow. Staying with this person, this being, wishing them well in whatever way, whatever words resonate for you. Notice that your mind maybe starts wandering, and just coming back to the phrases. You might like to say them a little more often, slightly different pace. And if you can just rest in the feeling, that's fine too. Notice other feelings are being activated or other things are coming up. Just going back to mindfully holding whatever is here in a kind awareness. May your happiness continue. May your happiness grow. Wishing that being well, and letting them go. And now we can turn that same wish towards ourselves. Recalling some moments of well-being while you've been here on retreat. But maybe right now. So, remembering those moments of joy or of gratitude or of appreciation. bringing that same wish for ourselves. May my happiness continue. May my happiness grow. Or if it feels easier, you can use the third person. May your happiness continue. May your happiness grow. Putting in such sincere effort. You deserve to be happy. And if the word happiness doesn't sound quite right for you, you might like to use well-being or ease or peace. Whatever fits for you right now. May my happiness continue. May my happiness grow. Noticing how it feels in the body. How it feels in the mind. How it feels in the heart. Wishing yourself wise, wishing yourself well is a wise response, a wise cultivation. It's noticing how it feels to be on your own side, cheering yourself on. May my happiness continue. May my happiness grow. You are continuing to wish yourself well. I want you to bring somebody who's a benefactor in your life to your mind's eye and into your heart. Maybe a mentor, a teacher, a good friend, or somebody who you know really supports you. And wishing them well. You might see them in a moment of happiness. And wishing for their happiness to continue. Wishing their happiness to grow. Feeling some gratitude for this person. Just allowing that to suffuse as you wish them, may your happiness continue. May your happiness grow. And so we can practice this mudita, this appreciative joy, and direct it towards anyone, our dear friends, our family, to anyone. And it's meant to be a joyful practice, not supposed to be exhausting, but just practicing in a relaxed way. And so for the remainder of the sitting period, you can continue to choose other categories of people or of beings and continue to wish for their happiness to continue and for their happiness to grow. If it feels better for your practice right now, you can just continue with the mindfulness practice. Remembering to really notice the feelings in the body associated with any joy and gratitude. And the impact of that on the mind.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org. www.cornerstonecollective.org/donate.